Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
The new Premier League season kicked off with a bang last weekend, and in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about some of the most exciting moments in last week's Premier League action.
On top of this, we also have some more football words for you to learn, and our main language focus this week is on the difference between say and tell.
We also have our pronunciation section to help you with some tricky sounds, our fantasy football section with news of our points after game week one in the Premier League, and, of course, our football phrase and football prediction sections for you.
Let's start by talking about what's been happening on the website this week. We've had some great comments on the website this week. In last week's podcast, we asked you if you were looking forward to the new season.
Aragon1986 from Montenegro said that through the Premier League, he learns about British culture, traditions, history, geography, as well as fair play and respect.
That's a great comment. It really is true that through football, you can learn about so much.
And Davilians from Spain told us that he loves the passion that he sees in the Premier League.
It's true. Players, fans and managers are all very passionate about their football.
It was also good to see that lots of you helped us choose the Premier Skills fantasy football team for game week one, using our voting buttons on our fantasy football page.
The page for game week two of fantasy football is already on the website. There's a link on the side of this page. Choose the team you want, select the captain, and let us know who to buy in the comments section. We'll talk more about this later.
And you made lots of Premier League predictions using the vote on the podcast page too. We'll have an update and a new prediction for you later in the show.
I noticed in the last section that you used two different verbs to talk about the comments from Aragon 1986 from Montenegro and Davilions from Spain. You said that Aragon 1986 said something and Davilions told us something. You used the verbs say and tell to talk about their comments.
Yes, I did. Say and tell are the most common verbs to use when we want to tell someone what someone said. They're called reporting verbs.
But they are used in different ways. Listen to these examples. Davilions told us that he loves the passion of the Premier League. Davilions said that he loves the passion of the Premier League. Did you spot the difference?
When we use the verb tell to report speech, we have to include an object. We always tell someone. So Aragon 1986 told us that he learns about British culture from the Premier League. So here's another example. Jose told Wayne that he played very well.
The verb say is a bit different. It's more about the words. So, Jose said that Wayne played very well.
Tell is less about the words and more about the message. We use the verb tell with a story or a joke. So I could say, tell me a joke.
You can also tell someone a secret or a lie.
You can tell people to tell you the truth.
And you can ask people to tell you the time. Can you tell me the time?
Learners often make mistakes with these expressions and use the verb say, so be careful here.
There are lots of other verbs that you can use to report speech. Some of them are the same as tell and take a person as an object. Two examples are persuade and remind.
For example, you would say, "Can you remind me to tell John?"
Some of them follow the same pattern as say and don't take a person as an object. Some examples of these are explain, agree, and admit.
But we don't have time here to explain all about all of these verbs. You can find out more by looking at the English grammar pages on Learn English.
Last week, we looked at some weak forms. This week, we're going to continue with the same theme, but focus on questions.
The thing about questions is they get used a lot. The words, "what do you" or "what are you" are really common. And the more common a phrase is, the more it gets contracted.
Let's look at three different questions. In each of these questions, there's an auxiliary verb and a subject. These are the words that get very heavily contracted. Number one, what do you want?
In natural fast speech, the "do you" becomes "dear" or even "je". Listen to how I might say it naturally, but slower, and then at normal speed. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Question number two. Where have you been? Again, it's the auxiliary verb and subject that gets squashed. Have you becomes "avya" or even "vya". Listen to how I might say it naturally, but slower, and then again at normal speed. Where have you been? Where have you been? Where have you been?
Okay, question number three. What are you going to do? I really like this one because there are lots of contractions. The auxiliary verb and subject, "are you", become "ia" or even "ya", and "going to" becomes "gonna". So when you say it naturally, it becomes, "what are you gonna do?" Listen to this last one, how I might say it naturally, but slower, and then at normal speed. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Remember, the way that the question word and auxiliary verb and subject get squashed is the same in other questions. So, if you can master these three, you'll be able to pronounce loads of questions in a way that sounds natural.
What do you want to talk about now, Jack?
Let's get back to the Premier League.
Good idea.
What happened in the Premier League last weekend, Rich?
Well, the two Manchester clubs got off to a good start under their new managers, and Liverpool had a great result too.
Yes, not so good for Arsenal.
But it was a great game, 4-3 to Liverpool. Philippe Coutinho scored a great free kick and Sadio Mane scored a brilliant solo goal.
There was a big surprise at Hull. Hull City beat Leicester 2-1.
Yes, a big surprise. Maybe Hull can do what Leicester did last season.
And West Brom and Swansea City started with wins too. And these were the only teams to keep a clean sheet last weekend. Lots of goals.
Let's hope that continues. But this can make it difficult to choose defenders for our fantasy football teams.
Let's talk a bit more about that now.
The Premier Skills fantasy football team got off to a good start last week. You picked Sergio Aguero as your captain, and he scored 18 points for the team.
We also got goals from Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Alvaro Negredo, and Riyad Mahrez.
4 goals is a very good start, and the Premier Skills team is doing well in our Premier Skills League too. Better than my team.
Yeah, and much better than my team too. Remember, we have a special fantasy football page to discuss all things fantasy football.
We chat more about the Fantasy Football League, and this is the space for you to tell us what to do with the Premier Skills team next, and to tell us how your team is doing.
The link to the Game Week 2 page is on this page and the homepage. So when you finish the podcast, you know where to go.
Last week's football phrase was a bargain. A bargain is something you buy that's good value and is bought for less than its usual price. In football, we can say a bargain is a player who didn't cost a lot of money but plays very well for his team. Clubs are looking for bargains in the transfer market.
Well done to De Villions from Spain, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Abdullah Hussein from Egypt, Assam Juve from Palestine, El Ghul from Algeria, and Aragon 1986 from Montenegro. All of you got the correct answer.
Have you got a new phrase for us this week, Jack?
This week's football phrase is... different players have different... the... happens after a player scores a goal. He might do a little dance or a somersault, maybe. Usually, teammates join in with a... too.
Liverpool's manager, Jurgen Klopp, joined in the... against Arsenal at the weekend. Did you see?
Yes. Yes, I did. Thanks for reminding me, Rich. So, as you've just reminded me again, last week's prediction was Arsenal against Liverpool. You predicted the right result because you predicted that Liverpool would win, but not the right score. You said 3-0, but it finished 4-3 to Liverpool.
And you predicted a 4-0 Arsenal win. Sorry, but no.
Well, maybe next time. We've put a little table on the page below to keep track of our predictions this season. We're going to give 3 points for a correct score and 1 point for the correct result. So that's 1 point for you, Rich.
Our Premier Skills listeners also went for an Arsenal win. So no points for you either. The Premier Skills listeners' score will be the most common result we receive from all of you. So if we get 50 votes for 2-1 and 40 votes for 3-0, we'll use 2-1 as the Premier Skills listeners' vote.
What match shall we talk about this week, Rich?
Let's go for your team again, Jack. Arsenal are away to the Premier League champions, Leicester City. Both teams started with a defeat, so we'll want to win to get their season going. I think it'll be very close. And both teams will get a point. I think it'll finish Leicester City 1, Arsenal 1.
I'm going to go with my team. I think it will be Leicester 1, Arsenal 2.
So, you've heard what Jack and I think. Now, you make your predictions in the vote at the bottom of this page.
Right, well, that's all we have time for today.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions, the football phrase, and your predictions in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football section and join the discussion.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.